Tropic of Cancer by Henry Miller. I'm living at the Villa Borghese. There's not a crumb of dirt anywhere, nor a chair misplaced. We are all alone here, and we are dead. Last night, Boris discovered that he was lousy. I had to shave his armpits. We might never have known each other so intimately had it not been for the lice. He is a weather prophet. The weather will continue bad, he says. There will be more calamities, more death, more despair. The cancer of time is eating us away. Our heroes have killed themselves, or are killing themselves. The hero, then, is not time, but timelessness. We must get in step toward the prison of death. There is no escape. It is now the fall of my second year in Paris. I was sent here for a reason I have not yet been able to fathom. I have no money, no resources, no hopes. I am the happiest man alive. I thought that I was an artist. I no longer think about it. I am. Everything that was literature has fallen from me. There are no more books to be written, thank God. This is not a book. This is libel, slander, defamation of character. This is a prolonged insult, a gob of spit in the face of art. A kick in the pants to God, man, destiny, time, love, beauty, what you will. I am going to sing for you. A little off-key, perhaps, but I will sing whilst you croak. I will dance over your dirty corpse. To sing, you must first open your mouth. You must have a pair of lungs and a little knowledge of music. It is not necessary to have an accordion or a guitar. The essential thing is to want to sing. This, then, is a song. I am singing. It is to you, Tanya, that I am singing. It is the 20-somethingth of October. The world around me is dissolving, leaving here and there spots of time. The world is a cancer eating itself away. When into the womb of time everything is again withdrawn, chaos will be restored, and chaos is the score upon which reality is written. You, Tanya, are my chaos. I am still alive, kicking in your womb, a reality to write upon. Dozing off. The physiology of love, the whale with his 6-foot penis, in repose. Animals with a bone in the penis, hence a bone on. Think of the human race walking around with a bone on. The kangaroo has a double penis. One for weekdays and one for holidays. Dozing. A letter from a female asking if I have found a title for my book. Title? To be sure. Lovely lesbians. On Wednesdays I have lunch with Borowski. His wife is a dried-up cow. Her favourite word is filthy. Borowski puts on that he is a Pole, but he is a Jew. Almost all Montparnasse is Jewish or half-Jewish, which is worse. There's Karl and Paula, and Kronstadt and Boris, and Tanya and Sylvester, and Lucille. All except Fillmore. Henry Jordan Oswald turned out to be a Jew also. Van Norden is a Jew. The Jews are snowing me under. I am writing this for my friend Carl, whose father is a Jew. All this is important to understand. Of them all, the loveliest Jew is Tanya, and for her sake I too would become a Jew. Why not? I already speak like a Jew, and I am as ugly as a Jew. Besides, who hates the Jews more than the Jew? In this beautiful Villa Borghese, there is scarcely ever any evidence of food. Boris eats in the restaurant out of consideration for me. He says it hurts to eat a big meal and have me watch him. I like Van Norden, but I do not share his opinion that he is a philosopher or a thinker. He is construct, that's all. And he will never be a writer. Nor will Sylvester. The only writers about for whom I have any respect are Karl and Boris. They are possessed. They glow inwardly with a white flame. They are mad and tone-deaf. They are sufferers. I have moved the typewriter into the next room where I can see myself in the mirror as I write. Tanya is like Irene. She expects fat letters. At night, when I look at Boris's goatee lying on the pillow, I get hysterical. Oh, Tanya, where now is that warm cunt of yours, those fat, heavy garters, those soft, bulging thighs? There is a bone in my prick, 6 inches long. I will ream out every wrinkle in your cunt, Tanya. Big with seed. I will send you home to your Sylvester with an ache in your belly and your womb turned inside out. Your Sylvester. Yes, he knows how to build a fire, but I know how to inflame a cunt. I shoot hot bolts into you, Tanya. I make your ovaries incandescent. Your Sylvester is a little jealous now. He feels some...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?